Folks, you are tuned into High Plains Morning on member-supported High Plains Public Radio. And I am so thrilled. We have some repeat offenders here. We have the singer and the songwriter, Rachel Garcia and Tutron. Is it Tron or Tran?
Tran.
Thank you. I never know how to say it. I always think I'm sounding more sophisticated if I make it sound kind of like French or something. But you know what?
Yeah, you don't have to overthink it.
You mean just straight up Tran. Here we go. So Rachel Garcia and Tutran, these two are the singer and the songwriter. If you listen to High Plains Morning with any regularity, you are very familiar with their music, though the three different albums that we play are quite different albums, and we'll talk about that in a bit. But what makes me so happy is that we are chatting with you two today because you are doing an HPPR Music Ambassador Tour from October 9th through the 24th. You are going to be weaving all over the HPPR listening area, doing live shows for the fine people of the High Plains, and we cannot thank you enough. So thank you for that, and thanks for being here today on the phone.
Thanks for having us. Yeah, we are so excited.
Well, I know that the HPPR Music Ambassador Tours, these are kind of a thing that I wanted to put together so that we can get some live music in our areas that don't have an HPPR studio, which is a whole lot of area when you're talking about the HPPR listening area. So tell folks a little bit about what it was like booking this tour and where you're going to be visiting.
Yeah, this was a really fun tour to work on. We've been looking forward to it all year and telling folks everywhere around the country that we're going to be heading to the High Plains. A lot of people which react and say, I'm not sure where that is. So we've been spreading the good word of about the High Plains all over the country. And booking the tour was really, really great because these are our favorite kinds of shows to play, which is that they are really like intimate listening rooms. And, you know, it's not necessarily like, you know, going to New York or Portland or something where you say like, well, I don't know, where's the venue here that we play at? And somebody would say, you know, have a pretty, you know, they would have an answer like, you know, whatever the big music club is. But in cities that we're going to be going to in October, they're going to be all different sorts of places. So we're going to start in Dodge City at the Dodge City Community College. We're teaching a songwriting workshop there. And from there, we'll be moving all over the place. There's going to be coffee shops, museums, art centers, house concerts, it's going to kind of all kind of culminate at the Woody Guthrie Folk Music Center in Pampa.
So cool. So just to give folks a very hard understanding of what's going on here, we're looking at October 9th, a kickoff of this HPPR Music Ambassador Tour with the singer and the songwriter, Dodge City, Kansas at the Dodge City Community College. We've got October 11th, St. Francis, Kansas at Fresh 7 Coffee. We've got Wallace, Kansas. That's the Fort Wallace Museum on the 12th of October. On the 15th, you guys are going to head out to Hayes, Kansas. Breathe Coffee House. I have not heard of this. This is so cool.
Yeah, it looks like a really great community gathering space. Looks like their coffee is really good, but they have events like a lot of nights of the week. They have poetry events and kind of like community gatherings and conversations. So it looks like a place where people really gather, and we're really excited to be there to share some music.
Yeah, and Hayes, Kansas has Fort Hayes State University, so it's also, you know, kind of a college town there too. So a lot of really great arts in that town. And they have a Hayes Symphony as well. So there are some really fabulous people out in Hayes. After that, you're going to head to Goodland, Kansas, Carnegie Arts Center on the 17th.
That's right. Then we head on to Garden City, Kansas, the Flat Mountain Brewery. On the 19th, we'll be in Liberal, Kansas at Baker Arts Center. And then we're heading into Amarillo.
So Amarillo is cool because you have a house concert that's happening on the 20th, and we'll have the location of that TBD. But then you're going to do Starlight Canyon Bed and Breakfast on the 23rd, which is a Wednesday night. And then you wrap it all up on Thursday in Pampa at Woody Guthrie.
That's right. Yep. And the only place that we've been to of all of these places is Amarillo. So we're really excited to be discovering this new part of the country.
Well, I love that you said a lot of people don't know where the High Plains is, but you know what? If you said Great Plains, they would get it. But we're kind of this little nugget to the lower side of the Great Plains. And it's funny because a lot of people have been saying recently, oh, you know, it's the Midwest. And then there's a lot of folks in this region that say, no, we are not the Midwest. So it is kind of a question mark right in the middle of the country. So you'll be a expert on the High Plains by the time you're done with this tour.
We can't wait.
It's going to be so fun. Now, you have been down here in Amarillo, like you said. You played a little house concert at the Wildcat Bluff, and we had you on the air on High Plains Morning. That was a little while ago. What have you been doing since, what was that, last spring?
Yeah. We've been touring our butts off.
I figured.
We've also been writing some new material for a new full-length record that we're working on and hoping to release next year. So we'll be sharing a lot of those new songs on this tour and kind of road testing them. So we'll have a lot of new music to share in addition to playing some of the songs from our first three records as well.
So your first three records, we play in rotation on this show all the time. What a Difference a Melody Makes, Ballads for Trying Times, and the most recent one that we've had is Directions. And they're all very, very different. You know, we play some of the ones and you could tell, oh, this is more jazzy. This is more of a kind of a somber lullaby versus this one's a little more upbeat and poppy. But the music is very much always singer and the songwriter. It's very intimate. It's very honest. You two just complement each other so well. And I'm just curious, like, you've been writing for a while. Where is this fourth record going as, you know, compared to the other three?
Yeah, thank you for that. We're kind of dipping squarely into folk music on this next record.
Hallelujah.
Which we're really excited about. We're pulling a bit more from country music, and we're calling it modern folk, which still has our blues and jazz leanings, but they're all going to be folk songs. So a lot of the songs that we'll be playing on this tour will be those new songs that we're working on. And for us, those songs are just, a folk song is really songs about people and songs that tell stories.
I think I heard something at Folk Alliance one time where somebody said all music is folk music because dogs don't know how to write music or something. everyone's a folk. I think it was like a Louis Armstrong quote or something. I'm sure I'm messing it up. But yeah, I love that. Folk music is like the heart of this show. So that's going to be, we're very excited about that.
Us too.
Are you guys pretty much nomadic 24/7 or your base camp is still in San Francisco?
Yeah, our base camp is San Francisco, but I'd say we are mostly nomadic.
Mostly nomadic.
If anybody wants to take us in, we're free agents. We're available.
So do you have a roving abode? Are you able to sleep on the road?
No. So we travel in our Prius with a car box on the top, and all of our belongings fit in there. But we end up staying with friends and family or Airbnbs on the road. We're hoping our next upgrade is a trailer and a truck.
Or a Prius V.
Right.
So as far as this concert goes, or this tour goes, these different individual concerts, were you able to find places to stay all across the High Plains, or are we still looking?
We're still looking at some places. We've got maybe 50% of the housing and stuff booked, but we're open and flexible, and for musicians, surprisingly quiet guests. Very, very quiet.
Well, I will definitely put out the word right now, folks. If you live in any of those towns, Dodge City, St. Francis, Wallace, Hayes, Goodland, Garden City, Liberal, Amarillo, or Pampa, hit me up at amarillo@hppr.org if you indeed have a cozy little abode where you might want to host some singer-songwriters. It is one of our badges of honor that we don't normally have anyone having to pay for hotel rooms on our HPPR Music Ambassador tours. So fingers crossed we can fill in those other half of the places that you maybe don't have a place to crash that night. Let's talk a little bit about, the next album. You said you're going to be doing some road testing them. Have you been writing quite a bit lately? Are you thinking you're going to be able to pen some fresh material while you're on the tour?
Oh, I hope so. I assume that all of these places are rich with stories and amazing people and really evocative places that we're not used to. So I imagine that we're going to pull a lot of the material for this next record from this tour. We're hoping to do that.
Well, I hope you're inspired by landscapes, because we got some pretty spectacular ones across our listener region.
Yeah, we are.
When I listen to the music that we have here from the previous CDs that we've had in rotation, what always strikes me, it just feels as if, you know, as a listener, we're just listening to your personal experience and your relationship. And it feels like, you know, the mix between the beautiful guitar arrangements, your voice that just interweaves in it just perfectly. There's something very much like we feel like we know you. And I think that's something that's going to really appeal to the listeners across the high plains. But, you know, that's what good songwriting does, whether it's, you know, just instrumental or if it's the lyrical content. It's your shared story. But you just make it feel like ours. So that's something I know audiences across the high plains are just going to really, really dig on.
Yeah, thank you. We've been it's taken a while for us to it's funny. It's like, it takes a really long time to learn how to just be yourself.
Yep.
So we've been touring for like 3 years now, and I'd say with every year that passes, we learn how to be a little more comfortable in our own skin, and I think that includes like songwriting. And this next batch of songs, I feel we feel pretty proud of, because maybe they're you know, a lot of them are kind of our most honest and vulnerable yet, and I think that is, it's exciting to us.
Yeah, so, and it's also, yeah, the longer you perform, I can imagine that, you know, that fear just kind of just loses its teeth.
Right, and we also notice that as we become more vulnerable and share more of our story, that it actually connects more to people. Strangely, as we get more specific, it actually reaches a broader audience and touches their specific stories.
Yeah, no, I feel like it's going to resonate very well across the High Plains. I'm so excited to hear how these tours go. You will be our third HPPR Music Ambassador Tour, and we thank you so much for taking it on. Again, these are things, folks, that they're a little different than the living room concerts, because the artists that put them on, they do all the work. I'm here to help you, but man, you booked every one of these, and we're so grateful to all the hosting venues. We're so grateful to everyone who helps, all our, you know, our interns that hang up posters, folks that spread the word, folks that forward those living room concert announcements that we have up. This is how this music happens. These are community calendar type things. These are things that are going to just pop up, and you're welcome to come out. They're donation shows. Anything you put in there in the donation goes right to the artist. And we're just so grateful that everybody comes together and just makes them happen.
Yeah, we're so excited by that element of it. It feels like a team effort, which is really amazing for us, because we don't really exist without that that support.
And you know, neither does folk music. So it is a community thing, and it's something that really brings people together. And as you know, being the host of a folk show on an NPR affiliate station, you hear a lot of dark stuff on the news, but when you go out to see a community concert, when you go out to see live music, and you see all that cash that just everybody put in a little bit, and at the end of the day, someone's able to, you know, get a place to stay, get some food, and move on down the road and share those stories with other people, and those connections that are left at the end of a live concert here on the High Plains are just unmatched. Just so excited for you guys to have this experience. And we're so grateful that you did this across the High Plains. This is a lot of shows.
Yeah, no, we're super excited.
Well, we definitely are going to keep you all in heavy rotation before and after. I'm so excited. You've got some new music coming up. Again, folks, this is October 9th through the 24th. Dodge City, St. Francis, Wallace, Hayes, Goodland, Garden City, Liberal, two shows in Amarillo, as well as a live in studio on High Plains Morning, and then wrapping it up at the Woody Guthrie Folk Music Center in Pampa. Well, Rachel, too, I'm so excited. We're going to keep you coming in. You're going to be back in here in between your two shows in Amarillo. And folks, if you're in any of those towns and you might have a very nice cozy bed, you just let me know. You can send me an email. I'll get in touch with Rachel and too. The email is amarillo@hppr.org. Even if you're not in Amarillo, that's my secret little one-off little email there. All right, well, you two take care and safe travels. Get here safely, and I'll keep you in touch, and we're going to keep you in rotation, so everyone's going to hear all your music by the time you hit this area.
Thank you so much, Jenny. We can't wait to see you.
All right, you two take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.